You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Daniel Bett, CEO of Hummingbird Resources, HUM. Ticker there. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and you've published a mineral resource estimate update on your Yanfolila mine in Mali. We'll discuss the detail of that in a bit. There's a lot in there. Hopefully you can bring out and highlight the most significant points from that. Before we do, Dan, it's not just about Mali. Of course, you've got quite a few things going on. Just summarise the business for people not familiar, if you could.
So Hummingbird Resources is a gold mining company with a gold mine at Yanfolila in Mali and a development project in Guinea called Karusa, and an advanced exploration development project in Liberia called Dubi that's being progressed with our joint venture partner, Pasofino. So we have three diverse assets, and we're strongly a growth stock in the gold sector.
Yeah, and I was looking at this updated mineral resource estimate for Yanfolila, and I thought, go, you've done a lot of work, and there's a lot of findings, a lot of data there. And for people maybe, struggling to get through all that data and trying to figure out what's the most important bit there, can you give us an overview of the key highlights and the findings, Dan?
Yeah, sure. So in 2020 was the first season we really applied our mind to exploration seriously, because we'd been dealing with commissioning the plant and the operational startup of the mine. So 2020 was important for us to show that the mining permit had potential to expand the mineral resources, because the mineral resources ultimately provide the reserves which go into the mine plan and provide your mine life. And one of the biggest criticisms of Yanfolila is a short mine life. So the 2020 exploration program was aimed to prove there were more resources, but also to improve the confidence in our existing resources. And to break that down, because as you say, it's a complicated announcement with an awful lot of data, I think that's just showing how much work goes into these things, but also the fact that Yanfolila has a number of deposits and they all need to be updated. So the summary is, the last mineral resource update was 21 months ago in 2019. And since that date, we have depleted the resource by 258,000 ounces. And during 2020, we discovered 255,000 ounces. So almost exactly net even in terms of recovering ounces that we've mined. And not only that, only a portion of that $5 million budget was spent on exploration drilling to discover new resources. The rest of the budget was spent on infill drilling and remodeling and reworking our existing database. So the second bit to the announcement is that some of the old resources that were non-code compliant, they were non-JORC compliant, when we inherited them from Goldfields, they were an in-house Goldfields estimation. Those have been remodeled and either upgraded to JORC where the confidence exists to do that, or excluded from the resource. And that has resulted in some changes to the resource model. So I think if you look on slide three of the announcement, it says non-code geological model minus 114,000 ounces and then 43,000 ounces added in to do with density measurements and other technical changes to the modeling. So net-net, I think you've got a great result here. You've got clear exploration success that showcases a path to much more success, open deposits, new discoveries, and an increased exploration budget. and you've got a much cleaner, more robust, and more straightforward mineral resource inventory going forward.
Yeah, yeah. So, and so, so you said that the one of the criticisms was the life of mine, potential life of mine. So, how does that change this now?
Well, I mean, this is a resource update as opposed to a reserve update. There's a lot more work that goes into turning those resources into reserves. Obviously, you know, you have to do all your pit designs and geotechnical work and economic studies. But what you've shown is there is more gold in the known deposits, which we anticipate to be mineable anyway. So if you can add effectively 2 years worth of gold for 1 year's worth of mining on a small budget, and this year we're doubling the budget, and this year's budget is focused more on exploration to add ounces, and we have better targets because we've done work on them, I think it's an emerging, quite exciting story, to be honest. We have no debt, and every year, or virtually no debt, and every year of mine life that you add is completely tangible NPV and cash flow straight onto the bottom line of the company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so looking forward now for the rest of the year, maybe even beyond that, just map out what you'd be doing then, Dan.
Well, in terms of exploration, I mean, we didn't really stop. I mean, we've been hard at it. You just need to have a cutoff point. And I mean, the two main target areas from this program were to prove up and extend the Kamana East underground potential. Mm-hmm. And we are looking to extend that to the north during 2021. And also the Sanamali East deposit is probably been the biggest surprise that has grown significantly. And that has shown new zones and really quite exciting grades and intersections. So we are drilling that aggressively at the moment. Yeah. And our first results are starting to come through, which we will be releasing as and when they come through and they're organized and we can release them to the market. So I think there's a much more aggressive exploration program ongoing, which will mean a lot more news flow on that side of things, and hopefully that will translate into a longer mine life and more confidence in the ongoing prospects at Yanfolila, and in turn the ongoing valuation.
Yeah, absolutely. And before I let you go, or maybe three reasons. In fact, this may be one of them. I always ask your opinion here on the gold price. Could you fathom what's going on there? Because I can't. I'd expect it to be up with Bitcoin, really. But
I guess that's for investors to make their own mind up on. I have to say, I'm very confused. I read somewhere there's been $20 trillion of liquidity pumped into the global markets during COVID, and you know, Bitcoin's at $60,000 and gold's off 15% from its highs. I can't get it, Justin. Mm. It must be money chasing yield or something, and hopefully it will come back when we get a big print on inflation. But I don't know. So it's not for me to say.
But as a contrarian play, that's a good time to invest in gold miners, isn't it? When the gold price is down, because you know once it starts rallying, it's too late. Then you know the miners are leveraged to that anyway, and they move ahead of it, don't they? Really, you know.
And these things can move pretty quickly. I mean, you look at other markets and other commodities, and some of the runs that have been going on. I mean, they've been spectacular. But I agree with that. I think gold miners have been absolutely hammered. I mean, even sort of Barrick's off about 40%, isn't it?
So
it's pretty staggering sell-off in the gold space, and as I say, it's not for me to say, but if you're a believer in gold, there must be good news ahead, mustn't there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into three reasons then. If someone's listening, likes the sound of what you're doing, Dan, progress you're making, but and not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Hummingbird Resources to their watch list, please.
Well, I think the three reasons to stress would be at Yanfolila, we are looking to improve our operational performance steadily throughout the year. I mean, at the start of the year, we guided towards a stronger second half of the year, and we're still on track to improve our operational performance as the year goes on. So that should unwind some value in the operational performance. The exploration story at Yanfolila is gathering pace, and we're investing heavily in that. And I think that we can look forward to, you know, lots of news flow on that side of it. And I think probably the biggest piece is the growth prospects for Hummingbird outside of Yanfolila, the development project in Guinea and our joint venture prospects in Liberia. Both, I think, have tremendous value that is not, to my mind, recognized in the Hummingbird share price at all at the moment. So we really want to get marketing those and start showcasing that value.
Excellent stuff. Dan, good to chat to you, and hopefully be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Justin. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.